The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 14th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Matthew's Gospel typically portrays Jesus' disciples as people of little faith, who fail despite their best intentions. In this story, Matthew shows how Jesus comes to the disciples when they are in trouble and sustains them in their time of fear and doubt. I begin reading from verse 22. Immediately, he made the disciples get into the boat and go on ahead to the other side, while he dismissed the crowds. And after he had dismissed the crowds, he went up the mountain by himself to pray. When evening came, he was there alone. But by this time, the boat, battered by the waves, was far from the land, for the wind was against them. And early in the morning, he came walking toward them on the sea. But when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were terrified, saying, "It is a ghost!" And they cried out in fear. But immediately Jesus spoke to them and said, "Take heart, it is I. Do not be afraid." Peter answered him, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." He said, "Come." So Peter got out of the boat, started walking on the water, and came toward Jesus. And when he noticed the strong wind, he became frightened, and beginning to sink, he cried out, "Lord, save me!" Immediately, Jesus reached out his hand and caught him, saying to him, "You of little faith, why did you doubt?" When they got into the boat, the wind ceased, and those in the boat worshiped him, saying, "Truly you are the Son of God." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. It usually seems that the first step that we take is always the hardest, no matter where we're going or what we're doing. It's certainly true for a young child who is first learning to walk, to stand up and to balance on one foot and move that other foot so that it can take a step. Many times that first step is not successful and that child falls down, plops down, but the child gets up again. But that first step is so important because if that first step is never taken, that child will never learn how to walk or to run or to jump, and its play will be greatly hampered. That first step is also so important for those of you who've undergone surgery, that after surgery, whether you have been in the hospital bed for a short time or for a long time, to get up out of that bed and to take that first step once again. The doctors want to get you moving so that your muscles don't atrophy, so you don't get sore or bed sores laying in bed. They want you to get moving. That first step is on the way to healing. Taking the first step. I know it's been said that the longest journey begins with that first step. There was a Vermont farmer who had never seen the Atlantic Ocean. Even though he lived so close to it, he had never seen it. And so he decided he wanted to see that ocean before he died. So he started off on his journey, started walking, took that first step and went. And he walked across Maine, which isn't all that big. But he came to a high place overlooking the sea, overlooking the ocean. And he was amazed at the expanse of it, of how big it was. And he could hear the roar of the waves hitting the rocks below. And he moved a little closer to see the power and the might of that ocean, of that Atlantic Ocean. But unfortunately, he moved just a little bit too close to the edge. And the ground gave way. And he started to slide, and he quickly grabbed hold of a small shrub there on the edge of the precipice and was hanging on for dear life. And he started to call, "Help! Help! Is there anybody out there who can help me?" And a few moments later, he heard a big booming voice coming out of heaven. "This is the Lord. I've heard your cries for help. Do you have faith in me?" And the Vermont farmer says, "Yes, Lord, I have faith in you." And God says, "This is what I want you to do. I want you to to let go of that shrub that you're hanging on to. And I will send an angel and catch you, lest you dash your foot against a stone. And the Vermont farmer looked up at the shrub he was hanging on to, and he looked over his shoulder and he saw those waves crashing into the rocks way down below. And he says, "Lord, I trust you, but is there anybody else up there who's willing to help?" It's hard to let go and take that first step. Even sometimes that step may be a doozy. But God tells us to take that first step. Here in our gospel lesson, it's easy to criticize Peter because of his doubt. When Peter was out there walking on the water, the waves kicked up at his feet and his legs, and the wind was blowing in his face, and he got afraid and he started to sink. And it's easy to criticize Peter, but what would we have done in that situation? We've got to give Peter credit. I mean, you've got to ask ourselves, would we have even taken that first step to get out of that boat and to walk on water? I mean, Peter had a lot of faith to be able to do that. When Jesus said, "Come," Peter got out of the boat and it was walking on top of water. You know, we consider ourselves reasonable people. We think we have sense. And God has given us a certain amount of reason and sense and knowledge, and he expects us to use that. And many times faith and reason go together. I mean, there's a lot of things that happen in our lives where faith and reason actually go together. For instance, a farmer in the spring goes out and he plants his seeds in the field. He has faith that those seeds are going to sprout, that it's going to rain and there's going to be sunshine and those plants are going to grow and have a good harvest. And there's reason to it too, because it's happened before. Or we have faith that when we get in an automobile, that we will arrive safely at our destination. And we have reason to believe that we can make it there because we have done it countless times. And we rely on our skills and the abilities that God has given us to be able to maneuver a vehicle. We have faith. When we get married, we have faith in our spouse, that our spouse is true to the words that they are saying, to those vows that they are saying. And we have faith in ourselves that, yes, these vows that I am saying will be true as well. And we have faith that our marriage will grow and our love will grow together throughout the years to come. Faith and reason go together in many different things. But sometimes I think reason gets in the way of our faith. Because when God calls us to come, or he calls us into mission, we reason and we think, that's not possible. I mean, we have reason to know what's possible and what's not possible. And when God calls us, sometimes we think, that's impossible. I can't do that. I'm too old. I'm too young. I don't have the skills to do that. I don't have the knowledge to do that. Nobody likes me and will follow me if I'm called into that kind of mission. What if other people reject me? We reason that call away. We reason that call that Jesus says, come. Come, walk on water. Come to me. Walk on the water. When we do take that first step, it's amazing many times of how we are able to walk on water. And we are able to do things that we didn't think we could ever do. Simply because God is there along with us to help us and to guide us through the mission that he has called us to do. Sometimes, though, as we follow Jesus, as he calls us to come, things don't always work out like we expected them to. Storms do rage in our lives. Unexpected things happen. There is evil in this world. There is temptations that draw us away from where we are supposed to be moving or how we are supposed to be following Jesus. And as Peter too, we start to doubt. We lose that faith and we start to sink down into the depths of the sea. But hopefully we still retain enough faith to call out as Peter did, "Lord, save me." As Peter called out to Jesus, Jesus grabs him by the hand and pulls him back up once again out of the depths of that water. He raises him back up and brings him safely to the boat and calms the storm. When those storms come in our lives, even though we are following Jesus, even though we are doing what we are called to do, when those storms come, we cling to our faith. We hold on to that faith in God, that faith in Jesus Christ, and we cry out, Lord, save me. Lord, help me. And God picks us up once again and brings us back safely to himself and calms the storms in our lives. Peter had great faith. He had the great faith to be able to say, Jesus, if it is you, let me walk on water along beside you. And he took that first step. Let it also be with us that we too can have the faith that Peter had. When he took that first step, when Christ calls us to come, then we too can walk on water. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, keep our hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen. And I did mess up this morning. I forgot the children's sermon, so I think, Beverly, you're doing children's sermon this morning? We can do that right now, and we'll have the hymn after that.
I don't have any kids. We're going to stand this morning. We're going to sing. Oh, I forgot something. Okay, guys, I need your help. Come here. Stand there. We heard the story of Peter walking on water, and so this morning we're going to do an experiment. You take this, and here's a quarter and a penny, and I'm going to say this. Okay, you take that. Now, we're going to test this. We want to see just exactly what might float and what might not float. So you get to vote. You have A. It's a ring of silver, right? Okay, do you think it'll float or will it sink? Oh, he was right. It sunk. Okay, what have you got? What do you think? Will it, you think it'll sink? Well, it's silver. Okay, what about yours? What do you think? She thinks it's gonna float. Oops, it sunk. What do you have, Zoe? What do you think? It's, you're right. All of it's the same color. Except the penny. Do you think it'll sink or float?
It'll definitely float.
Okay, let's see. Sure enough, it floated. Well, what if we took the same piece of foil and wadded it up? Just wad it up, make a ball. Do you think it'll sink or float?
It'll still float.
Okay. It sure enough did. In our gospel lesson and in Pastor's sermon this morning, we heard that sometimes we are like the objects that sunk, but more times we can be like the aluminum foil. We can float. We can be lifted up if we keep our eyes on who? Right. Jesus told Peter, yes, come on, come on, you can do it, you can do it, here's my hand. And as soon as Peter looked around, saw the waves, saw the wind, felt the wind, what happened?
He sunk.
He forgot for that split second to keep his eyes on Jesus. So we're going to be like the aluminum foil, whether we're wadded up in a ball, all crushed, ready to sink, If our eyes are on Jesus, we will continue to float. Let us pray. Dear Jesus, help us to keep our eyes on you, and we will stay afloat with you. Amen. Thank you.